beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. We're here to rock your life, baby. With real rock and roll, none of that heavy metal junk. Just, this is just good music. This is lift your spirit kind of stuff. At Rosie on the House, the pre-Super Bowl party edition. You want to try and get a project done for that big Super Bowl game next Saturday? Sunday? Or Monday? Have they decided when they're going to have it? I guess Mother Nature's playing a little cruel game on the NFL here, but that'll be fun. Super Bowl weekend next weekend. What are you trying to get done around the house to get ready for that? Give us a ring. We'll help you every way we can. We have all the lines completely open over the break. We cleared all the lines. There's a line waiting for you, 1-888-767-4348. You have a concern or anxiety, maybe the Dow Jones news kind of has you depressed. Well, give us a call. We'll cheer you up. Maybe you had some little disaster around the house. Give us a call. We'll cheer you up. That's our job. That's what we do every Saturday, 8 to 11. My daughter Julia takes your call, finds out where in the great state of Arizona you're ringing us from. And there isn't a corner of the state you could be calling from that we haven't been in. We've been in Arizona since 1964, and that Ford F-250 of mine has almost got remote control. I can just tell it where I want it to go, and it knows where I want it to go. Whether you're Turkey Creek and the Chiricahuas or Ash Creek and Tonto Basin, we've got you covered. Sycamore Creek and Yavapai, Coconino County, we've got you covered. We can talk about your neighborhood. We know your neighborhood. We know the experts that live in your neighborhood. If we don't know the answer, we can get you to the right people. That's what we do here at Rosie on House on our ongoing mission to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We even come when we're ill. You're going to have to wipe the mic off after that.
I feel sorry for whatever shows after this.
We need a little mini microphone power washer for after the show, that's for sure. Oh, speaking of power washing, can I do a little community announcement here? We, unfortunately, in the Maricopa County area, had a couple painters get killed on the job this week.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. And they're doing...
Like fume?
No, it was their boom. Toppled over. And so our good friends at PPG Pittsburgh Paints are helping pull off a car wash. And if you're in the area of Rural and Guadalupe, they're located on the southeast corner. It's a benefit car wash to benefit the both painters left families behind.
Mm.
So get over there, see if you can help them out. Even if your car's clean, go ahead and get it washed again. It'll benefit two families that are going to be in need of some encouragement and uplifting, and let's all do what we can to be a part of that.
What intersection?
Guadalupe and Rural.
So isn't Rural Scottsdale Road?
Mm-hmm.
So that's right. Scottsdale. That's
southeast corner.
Is that in Tempe still, or are you into?
I think so.
All right. So that's pretty easy to get to. You got the 202 on both north and south, and the 60 and the 101. And
I needed to get that out as a public service. Now, one of the things we're talking about today in the Arizona Republic article, we're talking about technology. You know, and let me just give y'all one of my favorite tips. I am not a technology expert. I have friends that I have to lean on heavily for that. But I'll tell you one tip you could all take and use. If you have speakers in your backyard, 9 times out of 10, Romy, you know what I'm going to say, the speakers are hung on the wall of the house underneath the underneath the patio overhang, and they're pointed away from the house straight at the backyard into the neighbors. Folks, I will tell you, you will have a much better sound experience if you will get those speakers off that wall, move them out into the yard, and point them back at your patio. Not only will you have a better sound experience, but so will your neighbors. They won't hear near as much as what you're projecting.
And you can enjoy the music. You were talking about the sound experience. Why that is you can listen to it at a louder level yet still be conversational and enjoy it. You know, so many times, hey, let's turn it up. It's a great song. Well, then you can't visit right there and you're blasted.
Speakers right over your head.
Put it out and point it back. Man, turn it up a little bit. It's like being at a at a concert, you don't want to be right there at the speaker. You want to be about halfway back where you can hear the sound without being bombarded by it and still yet enjoy yourself.
Now, one of the things we'd like to do in this pre-Super Bowl edition of Rosie on the House is we'd like your secret tips and recipes. If your Super Bowl treat or dish or recipe is the one that gets the people to the party, if you've got that one killer ingredient, that one killer bowl, that one killer dish, give us a ring. We'd like to know about it. I'd like to know, if you're hosting the party, what is that killer dish? But you know what, Romy? When I'm going to a party, it's a completely different dish. It's something a lot more portable, a lot easier, but we've got some of those too. So I want to know your dish. If you're hosting, what's the one that gets the people to the party? And then if you're attending someone else's party, what is the one dish that ensures you always get invited back every single year? All right, there you go. As well as any question you have on your house, home, castle, or cabin.
And with that said, I'm going to put a link up right now. Mom is a little under the weather, so I'll finish this during probably bottom of the hour news break and get it posted.
You should have saw her the last time I saw her when I left the house.
She's pretty bad.
She's more than a little under the weather.
Oh, man, that's too bad.
She is down and out.
But she put together a blog that has your gumbo recipe as a result of, was that just last Saturday or was that two Saturdays?
That was last Sunday,
last
baby.
And then she has some other great links here to like shrimp and grits, red beans and rice,
that was
and
a good
crawfish
gumbo
dip. So there's a good recipe variety we've put together, and we'll get that link posted to our Facebook. You can also find it directly at our blog. If you go to rosieonthehouse.com, scroll to the bottom, and you'll see the blog there at the bottom right.
That was voted one of the best gumbos I've ever done.
Was it?
Yeah. I get complaints sometimes because I cook it the way I like it, that it has a little bit too much cayenne, a little too much red pepper. But I was very, very constrained in my seasoning, and it was thumbs up all the way around the board. One unnamed son-in-law, I think, had four helpings.
That's real hard to name, James. I'm sorry on that one.
Every time he got up to go to the kitchen, he says, "Man, this is good."
And it was his first duck experience, so he was super excited. It was delicious.
Oh,
though.
That was his first ever duck.
It was.
So this was just recently.
Yeah, this was last weekend.
It was.
All right. Well, Romy, I see all the lines are lit up. We said we'd take calls, and we wanted to get to everybody's questions as quick as possible. Let's do it.
Mike, on Cool Decking, welcome.
Hi, thanks.
Morning,
yes,
Mike.
Sir.
I had a question regarding the Cool Deck, which is 14 feet by 10 feet split in the middle with an expansion joint right in the middle of it.
Okay.
One of the quarters, probably over 5 feet run, is sunken by about 3 inches on one of the quarters. It's not up against the house. It's pretty accessible. I was wondering how you would access the underside of that, maybe to raise it up without damaging it.
It'll be hard, but you can try. Or at the very least, you can stabilize it so it doesn't move anymore. Now, with the corner of it sunken, is that to say that it's cracked off, or is it still a whole slab that's tilting?
One whole slab.
Okay. I would probably not try to lift it back in place, because lifting it back in place inevitably is going to crack it. I would at the very least stabilize it by excavating under there. Fill the hole as best you can with 6 to 8 inch river rock that you can get at any landscape supply house. And then I would just pour as much cement, wet cement, in there as possible. The rocks, and the reason I'm using rocks is because you stack them in there and they actually touch the bottom of the slab to pick up the support. Then you fill in all the void space around the rocks with as liquid a cement as you can. If you're trying to just dry pack grout or cement in there, it's hard without digging a huge hole to get it to where it's actually making contact with the bottom of the cement. So get your river rock, mix some thin cement, and just pour it in there, and that'll at least stabilize it. That's probably your best bet.
Sounds good. What would you stabilize it while you're digging a hole underneath it with?
Probably, you're talking about 14 by 10 split in half by an expansion white cap. You're probably a 7 by 10. I would doubt that it's going to go anywhere. that's you know a pretty heavy piece of slab. You get those rocks in under there and cement it. Dig it out just as much as you need to stick a 6 to 8 inch rock in there with your arm, and that's as big a hole as you need.
All right, great. Well, my kids are listening this morning. I want to say hi to Giselle and Matt.
Fantastic.
They love the show.
All right, Giselle and Matt, we're on an ongoing mission to reach the younger generation. So
and now that you know what to do, get out there and help your old man.
I hope Ryan was listening.
Mike
in Tucson. Oh, watch out. Mike in Tucson. You all right?
Yep.
You sure?
Sure.
Okay.
I'll live.
Well, we're going to make it. I know we are. Mike in Tucson, good morning.
Good morning, thanks. Yeah, I just had a question about, I have a 35-year-old slump block, 800-square-foot electric house here.
Okay.
And I upgraded the windows, and I had managed to do the walls. And
perfect.
I'm ready to install the AC, the central AC.
Okay.
Now, I notice a lot of homes around here, they put the compressor up on the roof.
Right.
Right where the swamp cooler was.
Right.
Shot right down with the lines. Do you recommend that?
I like it because it gives you the most room inside. You're not taking up any inside space for a furnace.
Okay,
so I like the fact, because in 800 square feet, I mean, you want all the square footage you can possibly maintain. You've already done a thermal advantage insulation. That was a great first place to start. Now, in this air conditioning, I can tell you that our Rosie certified air conditioning contractor in Tucson is a company called Intelligent Design. Great, great guys. Yep. Give them a ring, 333-2665. We appreciate the call. Take a quick break. Be right back. That opens another line for you. Get on board here at Rosie on the House.